45-year-old Margaret Joro is busy crushing stones in Juba. Joro says the money she earns from selling these stones to customers to use in building homes will pay for the bread she buys to feed her family and fees to send her children to school.
My husband is a soldier in SPLA, but his salary does not come regularly. If he gets 1 month's salary, he spends several other months before receiving the next salary. And we women have become the breadwinners in the family. From here, I get sometimes 10,000 South Sudanese pound, sometimes 15,000 South Sudanese pound. And when I make a lot, I get up to 20,000 South Sudanese pound.
South Sudan has been hit by soaring inflation in recent weeks after the country cancelled crude oil sales for February and March. That made the South Sudan pound to fall again against major foreign currencies, which makes the price of imported food and goods climb. Sunday Karama, another Juba resident, says South Sudanese women bear the brunt of the country's economic hardships and it can lead to problems in their homes. She says her husband often quarrels with her when she prevents him from spending money on things like cigarettes.
My husband is not working. I am the one who goes around to look for something for our children to eat. Sometimes my husband asks me for money, but I refuse to give him money for cigarettes because of the condition we are in. At least when he is sick and wants some money to buy medicine, I can give him. But things like alcohol and cigarettes, I don't give him. And usually he gets annoyed and talks negatively, but I remain quiet.
Karama says South Sudan economic troubles have forced many families, including her own, to focus on food and food alone. Ayen Chol, who works in a Juba tea shop, says taking care of children has become the sole responsibility of women in the country.
I come to a place like this to help support my children. The economic situation in the country has really worsened with the rise of the dollar rate. There is nothing you can buy with 10,000 South Sudanese pound in the market. Now, the work I am doing here is not enough to support the feeding of my children. Sometimes they spend a night without any food.
South Sudan's finance minister, Awol Daniel, says his office is working to address the country's deteriorating economy. In an Easter message to the nation, President Salva Kiir said he directed his economic team to find remedies to address inflation, but details of those solutions have not been released. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.